At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Programming note, hopefully got a chance to give some money to the kids over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get about 400 kids with brand new shoes. The kids that are staying at Mary's Place, they need your help for the school year. So if you could, I heard this morning, Daily Migs was talking about someone donated $500.
Damn, all right.
Which is awesome. If you can give $5, $10, $100, please do so now. KISW.com. The goal is, again, 400 kids, and so far we've been doing this for 5 years. This is the sixth one. So the idea is the kids get to pick their own shoes.
Yep.
So they get the confidence they need to go back to school. KISW.com.
By the way, we were talking about the fact none of us have actually seen a camel in person.
Yeah. Correct. Well, I haven't.
Okay. Well, Port Defiant Zoo used to have a camel that you could ride around. I have pics as a kid in the early 80s on one at my mother's house. I also rode one in Greece. Don't hear much about Grecian camels.
No, you don't.
The Six Flags Marine World Grecian camel. Yeah, that sounds like a sex move. The Six Flags Marine World in Vallejo, California used to have camel rides. Someone else says, on deployment, we went to a bazaar outside of base. Someone had their camel there. It was decorated and everything. It just stood there. I didn't think it was real, but it was. And then someone else says, I saw a camel in the woods in Okanagan when I was hunting. I was like, what the F? Apparently,
a camel in the woods.
It had escaped from a farm.
Oh.
But I understand his point.
But like, what is the practical intent? Like, why would you have a camel?
A camel farm?
Exactly. So, like, I understand.
Maybe
if you have
the meat?
If you have alpaca, that makes sense to me. I guess, you know, you can.
Well, people eat camel meat. I know some people drink camel milk, but not a lot of people. I don't know. I don't know what you're. If it's an investment, I mean, where you really getting your money
can
back.
Can I pull a plow? I mean, like, what is this thing doing?
I don't know. I never see a camel pulling a plow.
It can't be cheap to feed.
No.
So, in all, what is the practical application?
Well, what do camels eat?
I got a camel.
Can you not shave them down for their fur like a sheep?
I don't think so.
I guess you can. One of the pictures I saw on Google today, I couldn't know. Very, very hairy camel. So maybe they do shave them down. I don't know. But you never see them pulling plows. I don't know what they eat, because every time I picture them, they're in the desert, and it's all about water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing really to eat in the desert unless you eat sand. I have no idea. Okay. My camel knowledge is weak.
Random. You know what? Random, it is. Random, and I'm random, glad to hear you admit it.
Yeah. Hey, man. It's been 56 years. But
Miles is always back in the office being like, he doesn't know ass about camels.
I've smoked camels for 10 years. I know more than he does.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad. I'm like, you're right. Guy comes on, oh, you know, space. Doesn't know jack about camels.
I know nothing unless you got a space camel. I know more about space camels.
I know Joe Camel.
Okay, you hung out with Joe Campbell.
Yeah, I sure did. Jay-Z?
Yeah, true. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
John, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. What would you say, John, is your favorite American accent?
Favorite American accent?
Yeah.
Well, for the ladies, I'd have to go with the Southern.
Okay.
It does change when it's a male versus female with the Southern accent.
Exactly. For the males, let's go stick with the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
How would you describe the accent?
Me too. Exactly what I was going to ask.
I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago, and I'm in Tampa specifically, and there's a little bit of a Southern accent mixed in there, which makes sense based on its location, right? But so me and this fellow smoker, another lady out there, we just started chatting. And finally she goes, where are you from, honey? I said, I live in Seattle. She's like, oh, I thought I heard an accent. And then in my head, I'm like, what? What do I say?
What?
And look, I don't sound like her, so obviously, however I speak is an accent to her. But I'm trying to figure out, what is the Pacific Northwest accent? Because she definitely had a little Southern twang.
See, when we moved out here, I could recognize the California accent a little bit more because it's a higher pitch.
Yeah.
So it seems like the California surfer dude is not one of these guys.
No.
He's not like New Jersey. You know what I mean? Like that. You know,
they don't smoke enough.
You're going to like it. They sound like the Beach Boys.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're 140 pounds.
Hey, man. Hey, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like Jim Small.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, perfect example.
You know, I mean, pretty much. But so the reason we asked your favorite accent, They say most accents that Americans are attracted to are foreign because they feel exotic. But there are some regional ones people love here in the U.S. There's a new list of the most local regional accents that people like. And they say Southern Louisiana's Cajun accent was number one. Channing Tatum used it for Gambit and Deadpool. So
it's, you know, it's not bad.
33% of people have a positive reaction.
And I watch that stale cracker guy. Hey, dude.
It's kind of funny.
Doing whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it seems amusing.
Woo-wee. Who was that chef that used to come on?
People? Oh, yeah. Who was that guy?
Yeah, he had the suspenders and always made a big pot of crap. Oh, the Long Island accent, believe it or not, was number two. 28%
Long Island?
Long Island.
Long Island.
L-O-N-K.
Right.
Long Island.
Guyland.
Long Island. Yes. Mississippi accent was number three.
What? I like the Southern accent, like he said, though, on women. It makes the guys seem dumb to me, and I know they're not all dumb.
Right, it's just the sound.
Fourth place was a tie between the Florida accent and the Pacific Northwest accent.
Which apparently this lady liked.
You're smoking section there. The Maine accent. 25%
That's like Boston, like the cat.
Yeah, it's thick.
But real thick, yeah.
The Appalachian accent was number six. The Boston accent comes in at 23%. And the High Tider accent. What's the High Tider? Is that part of that area?
I don't know. I got to look it up.
Tie between the Louisiana accent, New England accent, Staten Island accent. I guess is that different than the Long Island accent?
A little bit, yeah. Staten Island sounds a little more hardcore.
Then there's the Philly accent, which is a strange mixture of New Jersey and Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sandwiched in between, but
High Tider accent is dialect spoken on the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Okay. They say as far as the most attractive English-speaking celebrities, the three most attractive male voices are a British actor, Theo James, who was in The White Lotus, Hugh Laurie, and John Goodman. Others in the top 10 for guys, Bryan Cranston, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Murphy, Tim Curry, Austin Butler, Ryan Reynolds, and Tom Hiddleston. The three most attractive female voices, Emma Watson, Sophia Bush, and Kate Bush. A lot of Bushes.
Man, Bush sisters.
People like that.
A whole lot of Bush.
Others in the top 10, Jennifer Tilly, Ted. Emily Blunt, Scarlett Johansson, Natasha Lyonne, Taylor Swift, and Julie Andrews.
Natasha Lyonne, I cannot listen to her voice for long.
I love her.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
What is distinctive about
it? It's kind of that trashy Jersey-ish accent, but I don't necessarily know if she's
I think that's
Jersey.
Why I like her, and she's always kind of sexy and trashy.
You think she's always plays like a trashy character. I disagree on the sexy part. I just do not find her trashy. Yeah,
Is that the girl with the eyes real far apart?
No, that's a flounderhead, halibut chick. What's her name, woman you like?
Anya
Taylor-Joy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one, if you saw her, you'd recognize her. She plays very good characters.
She was in Orange is the New Black. She's on that Peacock show. What's, I forget the name of it.
Poker Face,
yeah. That's the one.
You don't think she's hot?
I don't.
I think she's nuts.
I would say she's probably definitely crazy.
She looks like 50% of the girls I grew up with in West Virginia, and they will you'll wake up and they're on top of you with a knife. Mm.
Well, you specifically.
Yeah, well, anybody. any relationship, any breakup.
What do you think the sexiest accent is? Country doesn't matter, man. Yeah. I mean, like, you hear Russian, I do not find it sexy. I truly do not. I do not find the Arabic accent sexy. I find the Spanish, not the Mexican, but the Spanish accent kind of sexy.
Italian's pretty good.
Yeah, that's even the French accent, man.
But I'll be honest with you, there's something sexy to me about any kind of Latina with a, you know, Central America, Mexico, whatever. I'm just like, yeah,
that's it.